Darren Frehel joins us with the sport. Good morning to you, Darren.
And a very good morning to you as well, Rachel. Tipperary and Limerick have booked their places in the All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals. Tipperary overcame Dublin 223 to 16 points. John O'Dwyer scored two goals, 13 points between the sides in the end. So a disappointing exit for the Dubs, but Tipperary already looking forward to that big clash against their Munster rivals Cork on the 17th of August, the first time the two sides will ever have met in at this stage of the competition in Croke Park. So it should be an amazing occasion, and Tip attacker Lark Horbert is relishing that challenge.
That was a very, very flat game there today. Dublin definitely won't be happy with themselves. It never came to championship intensity. Yeah. We never got there either. And that performance won't do in Croke Park. But I suppose on the positives, with subs come on there today, they played very, very well. The players like Mickey Kell, Conor Matty now chopping at the bit to get back in now for the next 3 weeks. And that's exactly what we want. We want the best 15 and we want the best panel going to Croke Park in 3 weeks' time.
Eamon O'Shea, after the Limerick defeat, believed in the panel, and it shows because you've won three successive championship matches now against Galway, Offaly, and this win against Dublin.
Well, I suppose Eamon O'Shea has always had belief in us, and that's where we get our belief from, because he's the leader, he's the boss, and he gives us as individuals and as a team together, he gives us great belief, and that's why we believe in the man, and we're only delighted to be representing him out there. And Tipperary there today.
And finally, Larry, you would have taken this about a month ago, an All-Ireland semi-final against Munster rivals, yeah, Cork.
We would have taken anything a month ago. As I said, like, you know, we were, our backs were to the wall, Limerick were after beating us, we weren't too sure where we were going to go, but Eamon O'Shea gave us the belief, and that's why we're here today, and we're only delighted to be representing Tipperary in 3 weeks' time at Croke Park, and hopefully we can bring a performance with us.
Yeah, that's Lara Corbett, the one and only, speaking to Pat McAuliffe after the game yesterday. And really has been an amazing turnaround for Tipperary. Halfway through the league campaign, there was talk that they were going to be relegated, and they're 70 minutes away from an All-Ireland final.
I remember that. I remember, I suppose I would. Clare giving them a good thrashing in the league, and sure, look what happened.
A lot has happened
since
then.
Peaked too early.
The Wexford dream is over, Rachel. Limerick progressed to the last four of the championship thanks to a 426 to 111 victory. 24 points the difference in this one. Limerick scored 421 from play. Shane Dowling helped himself to 2-8. The Treaty County will play Kilkenny in the semi-finals on the 10th of August. Let's hear from their manager, TJ Ryan.
I think, to be fair to Wexford, playing 4 weeks in the trial at this level, this intensity, is not, I don't think it's possible. Two lots of extra times, to be fair to them. Probably caught up with them today. Look, an awful lot took advantage. We had a couple of scores before half-time, pushed on and made life a bit easier for ourselves.
And two wins in Thurles in the championship in one season.
Yeah, it'd be great to play the All-Ireland semi-final here, like, but that's not going to happen. But look, from our point of view, we got a big job ahead of us now, you know what I'm saying? It's a good opportunity, as I said, from the outside. You know, I mean, we've got to go back to work and training the pitch now again. Huge challenge coming up in Kilkenny, but what a great challenge to be looking forward to this time of the year.
Yeah, two great games to look forward to next month. Dundalk moved 3 points clear at the top of the SSE Electricity League Premier Division following a 5-1 win against Bray. Stephen Kenny, their manager, his side have been one of the most consistent teams this season, but they have a big game coming up against Cork City later this week.
We're just focusing on winning matches. We've got to go to Cork this week. We're in very good form at the moment, and you know, I think the players are working extremely hard, showing a great attitude. The whole squad really applying themselves, and it's coincided with us being on a great run, and we want to try and continue that.
Sligo Rovers 2-1 winners against Limerick. Michael Duffy scored a hat-trick as Derry overcame UCD 6-1. Liverpool have completed the signing of Dejan Lovren from Southampton. It's reported that the defender has cost around €25 million. Manager Brendan Rodgers, though, has decided to pull the plug on the move for the French striker Loch Remy. It would appear there's an issue with his medical. In racing, the Galway races get underway at Ballybrit later this afternoon. The action gets underway at 5:10. The feature, the Connacht Hotel Handicap at 6:45. Dermot Weld has runners in all but one of the seven races as he starts off his bid to be crowned top trainer for the 28th time. The racecourse manager is John Maloney.
We did a survey there a couple of years ago, and it was worth €60 million then to the economy. That was probably in the height of the boom. It's probably worth someplace in the region between €50 and €60 million. Like, everybody gets a turn out of Galway. You know, all the whole restaurants, shops, petrol stations, no matter what you're selling, they'll get some bit of a lift out of race week. And it's great to see the amount of people that come to Galway and stay overnight or stay for a couple of nights. And even now with the motorways, people tend to commute and, you know, from the M50 now to the race course is just about 2 hours. So, like, you know, you can get in your car and you can be sure to be in the race course in Galway in just less than 2 hours.
Should be a great week. There's live coverage on RTE television today. In golf, Damien McGrain lost out to David Horsey in a playoff for the Russian Open. Both players finished on 13 under par. The Meath men lost out on the first playoff hole. On the PGA Tour, Tim Clark took the honours at the Canadian Open thanks to a 17 under par total. Graham McDowell finished inside the top 10 on 9 under. Bernard Langer won the Senior Open Championship by 13 shots. Red Bull's Daniel Ricciardo took the honours at the Hungarian Grand Prix. He took the chequered flag ahead of Ferrari's Fernando Alonso. Lewis Hamilton in his Mercedes ended up third after starting the race from the pit lane. Nico Rosberg, the championship leader, was fourth. Finally, Vincenzo Nibali has been confirmed as the winner of the Tour de France. The Italian is the sixth man to win all three Grand Tours. He finished 7 minutes and 37 seconds ahead of his nearest challenger. Nicholas Roach was back in 39th place, almost 2 hours behind the eventual winner.